What then shall we declare that Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh, has found? For if Abraham was justified by acts, he has something to boast in, but not toward God. For what is the scripture saying? Now Abraham believes God, and it is reckoned to him for righteousness. Now to the worker, the wage is not reckoned as a favor, but as a debt. Yet to him who is not working, yet is believing on him who is justifying the irreverent, his faith is reckoned for righteousness. Even as David also is telling of the happiness of the man to whom God is reckoning righteousness apart from acts. Happy they whose lawlessnesses were pardoned, and whose sins were covered over. Happy the man to whom the Lord by no means should be reckoning sin. This happiness, then, is it for the circumcision, or for the uncircumcision also? For we are saying, to Abraham faith is reckoned for righteousness. How, then, is it reckoned? Being in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he obtained the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which was in uncircumcision, for him to be the father of all those who are believing through uncircumcision, for righteousness to be reckoned to them. And the father of circumcision, not to those of the circumcision only, but to those also who are observing the elements of the faith in the footprints of our father Abraham in uncircumcision. For not through law is the promise to Abraham or to his seed for him to be enjoyer of the allotment of the world, but through faith's righteousness. For if those of law are enjoyers of the allotment, faith has been made void and the promise has been nullified. For the law is producing indignation. Now where no law is, neither is there transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it may accord with grace, for the promise to be confirmed to the entire seed, not to those of the law only, but to those also of the faith of Abraham, who is father of us all, according as it is written, that a father of many nations have I appointed you. Facing which, he believes it of the God who is vivifying the dead and calling what is not as if it were, who, being beyond expectation, believes in expectation for him to become the father of many nations, according to that which has been declared, thus shall be your seed. And, not being infirm in faith, he considers his body already deadened, being inherently somewhere about 100 years, and the deadening of the matrix of Sarah, yet the promise of God was not doubted in unbelief, but he was invigorated by faith, giving glory to God, being fully assured also that what he had promised he is able to do also. Wherefore, also, it is reckoned to him for righteousness. Now it was not written because of him only that it is reckoned to him, but because of us also, to whom it is about to be reckoned, who are believing on him who rouses Jesus our Lord from among the dead, who was given up because of our offenses and was roused because of our justifying.